A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to Top Stories. I am producer Chris. Where's Andy Zaltzman? He's watching Test Match Cricket, and you can find out how much fun he's having in our new, sort of not new, sort of spin-off Bugle podcast, The Bazcast, The Bugle, Ashes, Zaltzcast. Go find it in your podcast feeds now. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here at The Bugle, we love a rousing speech. So imagine Andy and John's joy in January 2013 as America's first black president was sworn in for the second time. It's Bugle issue 221, Do You Really Love Us?
Top story this week, friends, Romans, Americans, British people, general countrymen, lend me your ears, it's the Bugle speech roundup!
Who doesn't love a speech? Andy, from Lincoln's Gettysburg Address to Al Pacino's locker room halftime speech in Any Given Sunday. Speeches have the ability to lift our hearts, to inspire us, and also to be overly long and incredibly boring. But forget about those. There have been some major speeches delivered over the last week. First, on Monday, America was celebrating a truly historic day. The inauguration of the 44th consecutive white vice president. That's right, Andy. 44 in a row. The streak continues. We did it! Woo! Of course, that wasn't the only historic moment. America also swore in its new president, although, to be honest, he looks quite a lot like their old president. Sure, his hair's a bit greyer, looks pretty exhausted. Frankly, I think we might have broken him. The point is, it was a huge moment in history, historically swearing in the first African-American president for the first time twice. Or to put it another way, swearing him in for the second time once, whichever way you like to look at it. The point is, I was there, Andy. And yep. When future generations say, where were you? Where were you, Grandad, when President Obama was sworn into office for the second time? I'll be able to say, I was there. I was right there. And I was making fun of it. And future generations will say, hold on, why, Grandad? Why would you make
fun of such a solemn occasion?
And I'll say, I mean, just because it was funny. I mean, I guess that's what I've spent my whole life doing. And they'll say, but why, Grandad? That moment must have meant so much to people. And I'll say, yeah, I mean, I suppose that was one of the things I was making fun of. And they'll say, so let me just get this clear, Grandad. You travelled down to a moment of history to mock it. And I'll say, yeah, pretty much. And they'll look down and say, I don't understand, Grandad. I don't understand how you could just waste a lifetime making fun of things. And then we'll sit in awkward silence for a while. And then another grandchild on the other side of the room who is busy shaving a penis into the fur on the side of the cat will look up and say, hey, Grandad, just for the record, I totally get it.
In a dance as old as time itself. So, I mean, how was the atmosphere different to the wild excitement of 4 years ago, John? Because you were there 4 years ago as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was historic but slightly less historic. It was excited but slightly less excited. Hopeful but slightly less hopeful. You know, it was good but not great. That was basically it.
Sequels are so tough, aren't they?
It's tough. It's tough when you come in so strong. It's tough.
As I'm sure Smurfs 2 will prove later in the year.
Let's hope this second term is not his Smurfs 2. Let's hope that it is. Let's hope that it is, because Smurfs 2 is looking good, Andy.
I was quite impressed that Obama resisted the temptation to just say, let's just keep chugging on for the next 4 years and see where we get to. I mean, he said a lot of big things, Johnny. He loves a speech, as we know, and he quoted from the Constitution. And sorry, I'm not very good at impressions, but he said, we hold these rights to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and amongst these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Nailed it, Andy.
Moving words. All men created equal. Women took them a while to get there, but they caught up, to be fair. They've caught up, and by all men, he meant some men. They meant some men at the time, and it took a while. Took a while to get there, but John, America has got there now. That all men being created equal stick took a while to filter through the intro, as we discussed last week. And there are a number of things that, you know, Obama sort of tried to suggest that America, from these principles of its foundation, have learnt by painful process of trial and error to modernise and adapt. He said, Together, we discovered that a free market only thrives when there are rules to ensure competition and fair play. Discovered very much in the same way that Icarus...
It's like being back there again on Monday, Andy.
Do you know that is the voice that his internal monologue works in?
I believe that. We need healthcare, we do.
I think America discovered that the free market only thrives when there are rules to ensure competition and fair play, very much in the same way that Icarus discovered that wax plus heat times gravity equals splosh, or the same way that Chew-Faced Pete learned that lions do not necessarily differentiate between zebras and people in zebra costumes.
President Obama's second inaugural speech turned out to be, as you say, a soaring, inspirational call for unity and hope, and as such was treated as a divisive, aggressive call to arms. For a start, like you, I was incredibly impressed that he didn't start the speech with an enormous audible sigh before launching into the opening line, okay, here we go again. Now, I don't think the history could have blamed him for doing that.
Right, everyone, take two.
Yeah. instead, okay, scratch that, start again. I'm taking a mulligan. Instead, he made an argument for the importance of unity, saying, my fellow Americans, we are made for this moment and we will seize it, so long as we seize it together. And that sentence was immediately followed by the noise of America as one squabbling, saying, I'm seizing it. No, I'm seizing it. Let go. I seized it first. Bullshit. He told me to seize it. No, he didn't. He told me to find something else to seize. I seized this moment first. He then elaborated on this point, criticising the current state of politics, saying, we cannot mistake absolutism for principle, or substitute spectacle for politics, or treat name-calling as reasoned debate. And that's clearly a laudable sentiment, Andy, but it did make you want someone to ask him, Hold on, Mr. President. Did you see the last election you just won? Because that was about the most vapid, spectacular 18 months of nothing that there has ever been. And I'm not saying he was the most guilty of it, Andy, far from it. But he did run Big Bird commercials, used the pun Romnesia multiple times and spent millions upon millions of dollars on attack ads. So let's not pretend that he didn't contribute to the fact that spectacle is and shall remain politics now.
Well, we all learn from our mistakes, John. I mean, he said he's always been a fine orator, Obama,
yes.
and some really inspirational things said in this speech. And the words that really struck me most, that I think stand up there with some of the greatest things said by some of the greatest orators of all time, were these words: "We must revamp our tax code." I could feel America swelling with pride and thinking, yes, we must revamp our tax code.
In one truly phenomenal moment, though, he explicitly called for gay rights, saying, "Our journey is not complete until our gay brothers and sisters are treated like anyone else under the law. For if we are truly created equal, then surely the love we commit to one another must be equal as well." And it's not like that is a particularly radical statement nowadays, Andy, but it is fucking radical when it's coming from the mouth of a fucking president during his inaugural address. And the truth is, everyone has a checklist of things that they want in a presidential speech, like an ideological bingo card. And one of the many baseless criticisms of this particular president is that he's running a secular administration due to the fact that he doesn't answer every question with a Bible verse and doesn't have a cross tattooed on his forehead. But I have to say, for a godless president, he sure as shit seems to mention God a lot in his speeches, Andy. He said the word God 5 times during the inaugural address. And, you know, he's not alone in that, of course. The word God has become like religious Tourette's for American presidents. They just can't help blurting it out in the middle of any sentence. In fact, every US president in modern times has mentioned God in their inaugural addresses, apart from two: Teddy Roosevelt and Rutherford B. Hayes. And that's probably because Teddy Roosevelt worshipped the god of shooting things with big guns, and Rutherford B. Hayes, I believe, was a witch. So that explains those two.
He also said this, John: "No single person can train all the math and science teachers will need to equip our children for the future, or build the roads and networks and research labs that will bring new jobs and businesses to our shores. And that is only true, John, because America did not take the chance to vote Donald Trump in. If they'd done that, they'd have had that single person, John."
Yeah.
And he also said, "Now, more than ever, we must do these things together as one nation and one people." Or as the Republicans heard him say it, "Now, more than ever, we must do these things together as one nation and one people. Spazi babalshoi." Have more range of accents coming on, John. Pretty strong.
I tell you what, Andy, you are flexing your vocal muscles today.
That's right, John. Maybe Smurf 3, put in a word for me.
Yeah, no shit. Crazy Smurf has just been cast.
I know what you're thinking now. I also want to listen to newer episodes of The Bugle. Well, I'm not stopping you. Go get them. They're fantastic. Unless the test match wraps early, I'll be voicing this tomorrow.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.